Now, very interesting piece of research published in the journal Nature Biotechnology this week by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Institute in Baltimore in the US. They've found a way to track cells as they move in real time around the body. This is amazing because up until now, the only way we've been able to see where cells go in the body has been to label cells with some kind of dye or some other product that we can pick up later and then literally take bits of the body away or cut the bodies of, say, experimental animals up to see where these cells have gone. Would be much more informative, though, if you could follow them as they moved around the body in real time, because then you could see, for instance, how cancers spread or how the immune system works. And that's what a group of researchers led by Asaf Gilad have now done, because they've used magnetic resonance imaging. This is the very powerful magnets that people use to get very impressive pictures of how the brain sort of is structured inside the body, totally non-invasively. Now, the way this works is that when you put someone in an MRI scanner, it uses a very powerful magnet, and this causes all the hydrogen atoms in the body, largely in the water in the body, to all line up with the magnetic field. And then you zap the person in the scanner with a brief pulse of radio waves, and this knocks some of those aligned hydrogens off kilter, and then they flip back to line up with the magnetic field again. And when they do so, they give out another radio signal that the scanner can pick up, and that's how it pieces together what you look like on the inside. So what these researchers have done is to build something called a reporter gene. It's a short piece of DNA that makes an artificial protein in cells, and this protein is very rich in a certain kind of amino acid building block called lysine that's got lots and lots of hydrogen in it. So this makes these cells glow like a beacon in the body when you put this gene into certain cells, and this means the scanner can see them. And what they're able to do at the moment, just as proof of principle, is to track artificially injected tumor cells in animal brains. But one day you'll be able to make various versions of this reporter gene that will mean the scanner can synchronously sort of distinguish between different cells and different cell populations moving in different ways, and you'll be able to track them as they move around the body.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.